AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Arizona, the search for Nancy Guthrie is now in its second week, and Julie Walker reports...
The missing 84-year-old's daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie on Instagram Monday, pleading for her safe return.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Thanking well-wishers for their prayers.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
She says law enforcement is working tirelessly but wants the public to help as well.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
Over the weekend, she said the family would pay a ransom. Also, investigators were inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home and searching a septic tank behind Nancy Guthrie's house in her Catalina Foothills neighborhood outside Tucson. She was last seen January 31st after family dropped her home. Ransom letters have been sent to media outlets. The FBI is investigating. Guthrie takes what investigators say is life-saving medication, and they can only hope she is still okay. I'm Julie Walker.
House lawmakers tried to interview Ghislaine Maxwell today, but the former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein invoked her Fifth Amendment rights to avoid answering questions that would be incriminating. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer.
What her attorney said, Maxwell didn't say, her attorney said that she would answer questions if she were granted clemency by the President Trump.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following rallies in Asia. The S&P gained 0.5%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. The Dow added 20 points. That's less than a tenth of a percent. Gold and silver prices rose. And Lindsay Vonn says she sustained a complex tibia fracture during her crash in the Olympic downhill yesterday, and it will require multiple surgeries to fix. Her father, Alan Kildow, tells AP,
"The thing is, she's 41 years old, you end this way, and, you know, this is the end of her career. I mean, it's not that there will be no more ski races for Lindsay Vonn, at least not as long as I have anything to say about it."
This is AP News. Gethin Coolbaugh on the Super Bowl MVP.
Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker was a consistent presence throughout in his team's 29-13 Super Bowl 60 win over New England. Walker rushed for 135 yards and totaled 161 yards from scrimmage to take home Super Bowl MVP honors.
If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP. So this is a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
Walker is the first running back to win the award since Denver's Terrell Davis in 1998. Coach Mike McDonald's team held New England scoreless through three quarters before scoring 17 in the fourth.
They're a heck of an opponent, but we're really happy for our guys and the 12s in our community. Can't wait to bring the trophy back home.
Seattle avenged its loss to New England in Super Bowl 49 11 years ago. Gethin Coolbaugh, Santa Clara, California.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.